All right, we are out of executive session at 6:51.
We have 10 minutes.
Yep. What time did we go in?
5:02.
5:02.
I'm
going to just pause this. Yeah, David, is there a flag anywhere?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, no. Right behind us. Okay. Well, we're a couple minutes early. I'll wait one more minute. How's that? Are you expecting a big crowd tonight?
Oops.
They're here.
We heard every word.
Oh, I'm like, I didn't know you guys were. Are you recording?
No. We are right now.
I thought we were in the library.
I know. I thought it was going to be in the library first, and then I think I was at your website, and I said, "Oh no, I guess it's in the cafeteria." So you have a little bit more room in here.
Yeah,
it was a little tight in the library last time. Yeah. I remember.
Although I feel like just right.
What's wrong with the front row?
Yes.
I know. Don't you want to get the A?
Good to see you again. Hi, Kevin. Good to see you. Hello, Jonathan. Good to see you. Todd, good to see you. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. All right. Well, it's 7 o'clock, so we previously called the meeting to order at 5 o'clock when we had an executive session. So at this point, we're just ready for the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everybody would stand and join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Hensinger, for hosting our meeting tonight. We appreciate it. We have a lot of room up here, which is a good thing. So, next, we need a motion to adopt our agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant and second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And next up, we have our presentation from Edgewood.
All right. Well, my name is Mr. Hensinger. I am the principal here at Edgewood Elementary. We thank you for coming out tonight and sharing in this wonderful time to hear about our building here at Edgewood. Presenting with me tonight, I have my two instructional coaches. I have Mrs. Lambert, who is a math specialist, and Mrs. Savage, who is more of our literacy coach as well. They're going to be participating in this presentation tonight with me. The presentation is going to first let you guys experience the board, specifically experience what it's like to be a student at Edgewood, in the sense of letting you get an understanding of the integration of technology that we have going on inside of our classrooms. The district has purchased Chromebooks for us, and we utilize those on a daily basis with our students to help deliver instruction in our classrooms, and we're going to provide an opportunity to kind of experience that and give us a little bit of feedback on that as well. After you participate in that, we'll then kind of travel back into time and let you get a firsthand experience of some of the things that have been going on here inside of our building and see all those amazing things, and that will be done through a narrated video that I've created for you guys today to kind of experience that. Following that video, I'll take any questions that you may have and share anything that you may have from that. So I'm going to go ahead and pass over to Kathy, and she's going to kind of give you an idea of what we're going to do with the Google Chromebooks.
Okay, so each of you will receive a Google Chromebook from Beth. She's going to pass those out, and David. What we're going to do is we are going to have you...
We're going to have some challenges tonight.
We're going to have you utilize the Chromebooks. We're going to have you log in and hop on and see what a Google Doc looks like. Yeah, we'll help you, no problem. So we're going to have you look at Google Docs, and we use Google Docs on a daily basis. There's lots of things that we do. The students create presentations. They work collaboratively on guided reading group projects. And the interesting and exciting thing about Google Docs is you can collaborate. You can have students collaborating with each other at the same time, which is what you'll experience tonight when you guys hop on. We've shared a document with you, and you guys will all be participating in creating that document as we watch the video. Let's see. So classrooms are utilizing Google Docs in lots of different ways. Teachers are offering surveys and getting feedback from students. Principals can do surveys. As literacy and math coach, we can do surveys in an instant and get feedback. It's amazing. Teachers can do quizzes, informative assessments, exit slips, and just have instant feedback and see, you know, where they're at so that they know what to plan for their instruction the following day. Students are reading texts and analyzing them and having conversations with each other during guided reading groups. They're managing projects, creating presentations, creating rubrics together and looking at rubrics, and a teacher can create a rubric and students can input and see, you know, what they like about it, what they feel they need to change, so that it's a collaborative decision on what a project's going to look like at the end and what the expectations are. So it's very exciting. So tonight we'd like to give you an opportunity to kind of see and experience what it's like to be a student in the district using the Chromebooks. And are you ready? Okay, so Beth's going to kind of talk. She's going to walk you through maybe
logging steps. On, yes. What we have for you tonight, we have actual student usernames and passwords for you. These are teachers' children that attend Edgewood Elementary. So we've got the parents and the children's permission for you to log on and look at their Google Docs folder on Google Drive. And that's where you'll access the document that you get to collaborate on tonight.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to give you each a username and password to enter as you opened your Chromebook there. And so the top is the username.
We wrote the username, and they have to be at nebsd.us. I forgot about that part.
Oh, at the end.
Okay. So at the end, after their username, you'll have to do at
and then nevsd.us.
Type that right there.
Would anyone else like to try? Okay.
It clicked off. Forget about 21 minutes.
I'll give you half hour.
Okay,
once we see that everyone is logged in, then I'll tell you what to do next. We're just looking to make sure.
Stay close.
This is fun. Taking 25 kids out right. For the first time is awesome in the classroom,
too. I can't get my password in.
Somebody.
What's my birthday?
I'm in.
Oh, you're in?
Oh, yeah. David got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, I can do slide rule, and he can't lose.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we wait for everyone.
Do what?
Slide rule.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah.
Cool, Ology.
Walks around with the slide rule in his pocket.
I grew up on that.
You know how many times? Yeah, it worked. I tried all of these last time. Oh, yes. We have to pull one. Oh, did you get in?
Come on, Jack.
This part doesn't count towards my time.
This doesn't count. Okay.
Yeah, your
Yeah, 5 minutes. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Any questions?
Are we done?
Can I go home yet?
Is this when the bell
rings?
Oh, really?
To go to the next.
Well, we'll keep somebody handy.
So at the bottom, on the bottom tab, you're going to go to, it's going to be the third picture. It's the Google Drive. It's going to have, it has green, it's a triangle, green, yellow, blue. You're going to click on that. That's your Google Drive. And this takes you right into where students would save their documents,
just click
their
on
presentations,
it.
Things that they're working on.
Just like that.
So some of you
can I hit the enter too?
May see,
I mean, if I hit the enter, doesn't that work?
Student
no.
documents
maybe.
Were,
okay, it didn't.
Probably not going to have, we're not going to have time to go and explore those tonight. But what we're going to look for is there's a document that says Edgewood, it's EW Board Meeting 2014-15. If you see that, go ahead and double click on that and we'll open that up. Okay. I think David's doing his up here, so you, can, you should be doing what his is doing.
Yeah. Shared with me.
I don't see now.
EW Board Meeting. It should create a tab for you.
Okay.
And it'll look like this.
So, Mr. Hensinger, if you type something,
okay.
you're going to see when you type. Should be. It's a, this is a collaborative document, so when Mr. Hensinger types,
it's
you're going to see it come up on your screen.
Okay, there it
and
is.
And so the students in a classroom, then they can collaborate on one document together, and they'll be working on the document and sharing thoughts and ideas together this way.
One of the ways our teachers have utilized this is they will read a text in the classroom, which has you know been common practice for a number of years, at an instructional level for them, and then they will be able to respond in a Google Doc to their teacher, and then their teacher can respond back to them in that format. So it's a way to really build up their digital literacy skills, clicking, typing, all those things, and still hold them to task on what they read for comprehension.
So what we'd like for you to do is as you watch the video, there's four different sections that Mr. Hensinger has in his video. We'd like for you to, under each section heading, type anything you find exciting or interesting or you're really stoked about, and you can just type that in there. If you have questions about something, you can go ahead and do that too. So it's so exciting. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. That you all will see each other's responses.
Yes. Yes.
So Mr. Hensinger and Mrs. Savage and myself, we're sharing this document with you. So.
Okay. So during the video, all you're going to do is click in here and you're just going to type, you know, you're just going to note anything that you notice from the video that kind of caught your eye or questions that you may have that you could pose to me later, anything of that nature, okay?
Okay.
Doesn't have to be lengthy. Yeah.
Without further ado, I'm going to apologize first because I did create this video and it is my voice the entire time. And my wife told me that the beginning is a bit awkward, so we'll just
it
get through
not.
That part.
It's so.
So
cute.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. Hensinger, and I'll be your host for the Edgewood Elementary Board of Education presentation. This presentation will take you through the 2014-2015 school year at Edgewood Elementary. It's going to allow you to experience all of the amazing things going on here at Edgewood Elementary. You will notice that all of the Edgewood events shared during this presentation have been sorted into four main categories. These main categories are developing community partnerships, financial stability, maintaining a safe learning environment, and student performance. So let's get started. At Edgewood, we take pride in developing community partnerships. So let's take a look at a few of the ways we have partnered with our local community. Edgewood Elementary didn't always look this beautiful. At the beginning of the school year, we partnered with the Scotts Lawn Miracle-Gro Division to spruce up the front of our building. It was a lot of hard work, but the finished product made it all worth it.
Oops.
Our second grade students studied weather and meteorology. And then they wrote to Chris Bradley to have him come in and visit. Here's a picture of our students with Chris Bradley on his Facebook post. Not only do we invite famous meteorologists to come in and participate in our classes, but we also invite our parents. Here's a picture from when the Elks came in and gave every third grade student their own personal dictionary. Our third graders invited in the Marysville Historical Society to cap off their learning about Marysville. We also had the Marysville Fire Department come and talk to our students about fire safety. We also invited in a Marysville and Edgewood alum to come in and speak to our students about two books that he authored. His name was Mr. Roy Chowdhury. I'm sure you'll recognize this person. It's Mrs. Devine. She frequently reads with our students here at Edgewood. We also partnered with the Safe Routes to School Committee to encourage Edgewood students to walk to school. Now, let's take a look at how Edgewood Elementary is gaining more financial stability. Edgewood has an amazing PTO, and our PTO goes out of their way to support us with anything that we need. Here's an example of how our PTO helped us. At the beginning of the year, we really needed more iPad minis and more Google Chromebooks. So our PTO helped us organize a Mumpkin sale. Not only did the Mumpkin sale help us raise money for the digital devices that we needed, but its incentives also helped us build a better sense of school community. Here are some pictures of the slimy and silly string parties that happened because of all of the money that was raised by our Edgewood students. Our PTO has helped us throughout the entire school year. Here they helped raise money through the Scholastic Book Fair, and they've also have encouraged our parents to shop at Kroger to help earn money for our school. Not only do we have a strong partnership with the Edgewood PTO, but we look closely at our district funds to make the best purchases for our building as well as for our students. And now, let's take a look at how we're building a safe learning environment for our students here at Edgewood. Earlier, I shared about how we cleaned up the front of our building. Part of that initiative was to also remove any landscape rocks or any items that could help an intruder gain access to our building. So that was one of the first steps that we made to create a safer learning environment for our students. We also implement something called Edgewood Pride. And Edgewood Pride is a common set of behavior expectations for all students and staff inside of our building. Edgewood Pride is part of our positive behavior intervention and support system that we have going inside of our building. Students are given an Edgewood Pride card to reward them for the great positive behavior that they're displaying. Another thing supporting our safe learning environment is our weekly updates inside of our newsletter, which is called The Edge. The Edge contains information from testing all the way to building safety measures. And rounding out maintaining our safe and learning environment is our Edgewood staff. We have some amazing staff members who help to maintain and create a safe learning environment for our students. Now, let's take a look at how Edgewood is increasing student performance. As you know, the state of Ohio has moved to online assessments. So at the beginning of the school year, we purchased two online resources that our students can utilize at school and at home. The first one is called Study Island, and this is an online resource that we utilize with our third and fourth grade students. And the second resource, online resource that we provide to our students is called Reading Aids, and that is built and geared more towards K-2 students. Both Reading Aids and Study Island have really helped our students develop and build upon their digital literacy skills. Speaking of building digital literacy skills, this year we have two teachers who work together to provide technology classes to our K-4 students. Their lessons are designed around what the students need at each of the individual grade levels. And their lessons also are specific to digital literacy skills, such as typing, clicking, dragging, and using a mouse in all of those different types of tasks. So I'd like us to take a second and drop in on one of these technology classes.
This is not too long because it's kind of funny, but I want you to be surprised when you go back. But you're going to have lots of choices. Let's say, I know I can't show you all of them, but let's say I want Grumpy Cat. I'm going to put Grumpy Cat. I'm going to select him and watch.
We also have worked tirelessly to develop ways to implement technology into our classroom instruction. And here you can see some pictures of us utilizing our PD time to have discussions around technology and the implementation of that effectively into our classrooms. Let's listen in as a few teachers share some of the ways they are integrating technology into their classroom.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Algie in second grade. My classroom has this wonderful community wall. And for veterans today, for our morning meeting, we Google Hangout, which is an app on Google Drive, with my best friend Eric. Mr. Eric is his name. We went ahead and talked about our Pride rules and how we're so excited to have a wonderful choice for our education, for what we want to wear, what we can say. We thanked Eric for his service. We talked about our Pride rules with Eric, and Eric talked about his Air Force rules and taught us the word integrity. So as a class, we community wrote with Mr. Eric, my best friend Eric, as an Air Force veteran, on the smart board. And my class found out that integrity means to be the best you can be and to be a great citizen and to work together even though no one is looking. So that's what Mr. Eric taught us today. It was a great morning meeting today.
What are you working on, Mrs. Brandenburg?
We're working on, this is part of our problem-based learning project.
I
and we have a PowerPoint slide showing past scenes of Marysville and how it's changed. And we're looking at how things have changed over the time period. And then we're going to then tack this to modern-day Marysville. And they're going to be posed with a problem pretty soon about how would Marysville be today if Honda didn't exist? And that is where we're taking this project. And they're going to do some brainstorming because they can see how things have happened in the past in Marysville and how things have changed over time. So it's going to be interesting to see what their perspective and what their problem-solving thinking skills are going to put together there.
Well, you got to hear from the teachers about how they're integrating technology into the classroom. Let's hear a little bit from the students now. Let's gain their perspective about how technology is being utilized in their classroom.
What are you guys doing?
We're making a time capsule. So this is how we open the door in this time. And in 50 years, we don't know how we will get dolls in the other one, 50 years.
Oh, and what are you using that phone for?
We're going to take a picture and see how the doors would change.
Over time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right. Have fun.
Now, let's take a closer look at the classroom instruction. You see here the teachers are using Chromebooks inside of their guided reading groups. And students are reading texts and responding to them on their digital devices. They're responding through Google Docs. As you can tell, there's a lot of learning going on at Edgewood, and our students are achieving high levels of success. This success doesn't come by accident. Our teachers purposefully plan small group instruction that's designed for individual students' needs. These small groups are highly effective, and research shows that schools that utilize the most small group instruction are the most effective. Our board presentation has come to an end. If you want to know more, find us on Twitter. You can search for us by our name, which is @Edgewood_ES. If you don't have a Twitter account, feel free to find us on our webpage. Just go to the Marysville main webpage and click schools.
And that is the end of the video, and thank you so much for sitting through that. It was a lot of fun putting that together for you guys tonight, and we'll go ahead and finish with any questions that you have, and we can take a look here at your, these are all the notes that you guys have put here on your Google Doc. So are there any questions or anything that popped up or that you'd like to ask or find out more about?
Well, there's one question up there. The Edge, is that, who receives that?
The Edge is actually for the staff members, and then the newsletter is just a newsletter that I send out. We did kind of tweak the way our newsletter goes out this year. It's based more upon, we're trying to get more classroom pictures and then building up academic vocabulary with our parents as well. Okay. Providing that information to them, so.
Yeah. And we're going to ask if you're utilizing pictures, are you able to print your newsletter in color?
What's actually nice is with our School Connects, we're able to send. Right now, we have quite a few that still receive a hard copy, but a large majority of our parents, they do receive a digital copy, and the digital copy I send is a PDF. which means it'll be able to be viewed onto any of the handheld devices, and it won't modify and change things. And it's also in color, and it has a fancy background. But when we do print and hand out those to the parents in a hard copy, it is black and white. Yeah. What did you guys think of the Google Doc?
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
So when the kids, you have to come around and see the classrooms. When the kids, the carts come out, it is so much excitement. They feel important. They're proud. They're ready to learn. They're excited. Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling. So, and we're preparing them for what they have to face here.
Because someday they may be on a board of education and as an acting member and have to respond to the Google Doc. You never know.
Yeah. No, that's
all right.
Great presentation. I mean, yeah, wow, this is so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Did anybody have any questions? Any other questions?
Yeah.
I think we're all distracted by these Chromebooks, you know.
Sorry.
And then are you just closing? I can just close out of it.
Yeah, close out the X, and then you'll go down to that little picture in the right hand corner at the bottom.
Uh huh.
And you'll sign out. Go up just a little bit.
Sign out. Pretty job.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
My 4-year-old can do that.
I can. Thank you very much. And we'll take our little sign-in cards there.
And this was actually the card that our district purchased for us too. And what's really neat about it has like a rotation for how it powers them, so it'll power like the top portion of them. That way you don't overcharge the batteries. So it's pretty slick.
How many comes in that? How many?
It will hold. Well, we have 32.
Okay.
But I think it holds about 33. So.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, were you just away from the district for 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice much of a change from, you know, when you were here before to now? I mean, I know you're in a very different position now as a building principal, but...
I think in general, education has evolved drastically in the past 3-4 years. So I'd say there is a big change from when I left, but I was still part of the education field. So I'm still aware of a lot of those changes.
Right.
But I think in general, education has kind of shifted to be more, I think Common Core standards have kind of pushed us in that way and preparing our students for, you know, the careers.
Readiness,
and,
yeah. Right. Do you feel like, that's going into the Common Core and the new standards and everything now for a couple of years. I mean, do you feel like, there's a lot more comfort level, you know, with the teachers and maybe more excitement as they start learning how to do
creative things? Stealing the words from our assistant superintendent, he always says you have to live and breathe it before you really understand it. And I think that's the same thing for teachers and for all of us, is that once you get into the process, it's muddy, it's dirty, but eventually you start getting more comfortable with it. And I think right now where we are, we're feeling a lot more comfortable with that and you know, getting all the technology and, you know, experiencing and getting to understand how all this can work and how we can utilize it. I think we're feeling much more comfortable with that. Was there some hesitancy, and do we still have lots to grow and learn? We sure do, but we're willing to do that. And my staff here at Edgewood is just fantastic with it, and they've helped to create district parallel assessments that align with what the park assessments and those kinds of things. So they've done a great job of, you know, really stepping up to the plate and taking that on head first.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If I could say a couple things.
Yes.
I think tonight you did a nice job of capturing kind of that tagline of the district: innovate, collaborate, inspire. I think you hit all three in what you showed us tonight. Certainly your presentation is the most innovative since I've come to the district, so I would agree with your wife, it was a bit corny at the beginning. and certainly the collaboration on the document, even as a district, we're using Google Docs all the time now, which increases our efficiency. I think Kathy covered nicely the inspiration of kids when you get out technology and things kids can get engaged and how inspired they are to learn. The last one would be, Kathy, I noticed in your presentation, I was wondering if that snap comes from working with Jonathan for a year.
What happened? What
you snapped several times, and I just wondered if that was contagious.
I tried
or
really hard to not let him rub off on me.
But it happened?
But it happened, yeah.
I just noticed, because I give him a hard time all the time.
So. I do find myself going,
I double check everything that I do. Like, I'm obsessed about
triple
it
check.
Because he.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys. You did a fantastic job.
Yep. Thank you.
I don't know. We didn't plan this part.
You're fine.
Sure.
Yeah. That'll work. Great.
Thanks again. All right, moving on. We have our superintendent's report.
Sure, I just have a few things. First of all, this month is National School Board Recognition Month, so I once again, I recognize you at the last meeting. It was only us, so right. I wanted to recognize publicly for all the time and effort that you put into this. This is a unique board that gives a lot more than needed. The pictures of you reading would be a great example, and the visits to the school. So thanks for everything you do for our kids here. Sometimes it can be a thankless job, but I just wanted to make sure that I extended our gratitude at the district for such a supportive group as well. Calamity Days, I want to give a quick update. It's been the bane of my existence since Christmas break, winter break. So we are at day 5. We have used 5 Calamity Days. We've sent a communication to staff and parents explaining that day 6, if it is used, we will be going to school on February 16th. And if we use day 7, we'll be going to school on March 16th, I'll get it right. And then it'll be blizzard bags for the next 3 days. So all that's in accordance to if that day is before the other day. I think that makes sense in theory. But just to hit that once again for everyone. Certainly we've had an ugly last week and hope that's behind us. How's that? We have had to shift assessment cycles and some different things too with staff. So they've been great about getting that done. Update on redistricting. We had, as I communicated to you before, community meetings the month of December. The larger committee got together a week ago and talked about, they reviewed all the feedback, both online and from the community meetings, and then talked about the various plans and made a recommendation to me. That recommendation, Ronnie and I have met. He's actually running it through the routing system. Then we have a meeting planned the end of January to look at the efficiencies gained by that plan. We are now working on current students on current buildings to get exact numbers at each grade level. And the next step of that will be identifying any shifts in staff that need to take place as a result of that. I am anticipating a recommendation to the board for the change at the February meeting. I think we'll be on target for that. Everything's lined up for that. So certainly appreciate the task force time. As you know, those volunteers attended several meetings, as well as they went to their respective building meetings. So if they were a parent at Mill Valley, they went to that Mill Valley and put a lot of time in consideration and thought and recommendations as well. So be looking for that. And I wanted to remind everyone that February 4th is the All Boards Banquet at Ohio High Point. If you're interested in attending that, you need to let Donna know and she'll just RSVP for the group. Certainly is an interesting evening to learn what they do. The students actually cook you dinner. You get the opportunity. I forget who the guest speaker is. I'm not even sure it was in the last update.
I didn't see it.
Is it someone from Columbus 2020?
It was 2 years ago. It was somebody from Columbus, so it might be again. I don't know.
I think it's someone from Park State.
Okay. So I can find that out. But if you're interested, if you could let Donna know, then she'll submit that.
Spouses and or guests are invited as well.
Yep. You just need to let her know. And that's all I have.
Okay. Did you? I was just thinking. You were out there at the picture of the pedestrian bridge opening. So,
I was. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, it was really cold. Very early.
Architundra. It was a great event. Certainly appreciate it. We had the opportunity to walk across, which was much better than the walk back because the wind was in our face, and had several students participate in that. Mm-hmm. So it was a great event, great collaboration. Mm-hmm. Look forward to our community using that and coming to football games and coming to soccer games and all those kind of things. I think it's a great connectivity. Mm-hmm. For our community.
And I was at the Hall of Fame banquet on Friday night, and I had my mother-in-law, and as we were leaving, she looked, she goes, "What are all those lights over there?" I said, "Oh, that's the pedestrian bridge." So at nighttime, it looks really neat. And she's lived here for a long time, but she said there used to be a bridge across 33. Yeah. So it was kind of nice to have that again.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity, actually, and great, collaboration and you know, certainly a worthwhile investment for our community.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks for being there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was much better when it was over, let me tell
you. Yeah, believe it. All right. Any questions at that? Oh. Treasurer's report.
Well, December 31st marked the midway point for fiscal year 15, so I thought I'd give you kind of an update of how we're trending compared to our projections. So you get the cash flow report each month. I just thought I would kind of look out a little further and see where we're looking at some of our most significant line items. Looking at our general personal property, our real estate tax line, for the first half of the year, we were really on target, just basically right on. We did get some good news on that line, though, from the county auditor, valuations for the county came in about 1.5% higher than what we were projecting. So that's good news, which should translate to an increase in those dollars that we'll be receiving in February or March. Looking at our state foundation funding, again, pretty much on target there, slightly over projections, about $80,000. From a percentage standpoint, that's, you know, relatively small, but $80,000 is significant, obviously. The only real variable left there as we finish out the year will be in January. This month, we're going to receive our final casino tax payment for the year. So we'll see where that comes in. Otherwise, we're pretty well set on that line. Line 1.05 is our homestead and rollback. This line as well will benefit in this next half of the year from the property valuation increase. So that line should go up a little bit. Looking at the expenditure lines, 3.01 is our salaries. We're trending over there a little bit. It's less than 0.5%, but when we're talking about a big number, that equates to almost $150,000. So we're trending over projections in that line. The bulk of that, the reason behind that, there was a change in state law. I think we may have talked about this before in the past. Districts received state funding that went to the educational service centers, and you then would hire staff through them. Mm-hmm. With the change, that money is now coming to the district as opposed to the ESC. So staff that you would have had employed at the ESC, now we have employed on our books. So it's really a change from which line they're showing up on, okay? On the benefits line, 3.02, we're trending under budget there, and really should be, the savings in that line should be more than enough to make up for the overage on the salary side. Multiple things have happened in there. We had about $100,000 savings compared to projections due to a workers' comp rebate. We had a premium holiday with our dental insurance in December that I did not project for. That's about $43,000 savings. And then our insurance premiums, we were projecting in the forecast an 8% increase. Ended up coming in just under 4%. So there was nice savings there as well. You know, we'll get a part of that savings will start in January, and then obviously we'll also get the other half of the year, we'll get a savings in the forecast as well. Some of the other lines are a little smaller on the expenditure side. 3.03 is purchase services. We're saving some money in that line on our electric bills. The kilowatt hour charge actually went down, which I don't think you see happen very often. So we're saving some money on our electric. Ended up going over a little bit our natural gas, though, due to a true-up based on last year's bills. Mm-hmm. So we had a true-up of about $80,000. So those will offset each other a little bit, but I still think we'll end up in the better there. So electric savings will be on above and over the gas increase. Overall, we're trending about a 1% savings in that line, about $50,000. Supplies, that line is typically, it really varies from month to month, and just based on when the purchase orders come in, and I expect that to typically be pretty close to projections. And then the other objects line, we're saving money in that line. That goes back to the salaries item I mentioned with the ESC personnel. Typically that line, that expense would have shown up in there, so we're going to save some money there. It's moved up into the salaries line. So big picture, looking at the ending balance, based on where we're trending right now, that ending balance is looking to improve by about $350,000. That's not taking into account our increase in valuation. So we'll get a better idea of where that, what that's going to do for us as well. So that's right. Going to even bump that number up a little higher.
That's good news.
Yes. And that's all for me, if there's any questions.
Were you going to say something about potential bond refunding?
Oh, yeah, sure. Most likely at the February meeting, we'll probably have a resolution to just at least to get the ball rolling. We've got a potential bond refunding coming up. There's a lot of different factors in play, whether we do taxable, tax exempt, all these different things, whether we do it sooner or later. Typically what we want to do is grab those savings when they're available, though. So most likely sooner than later we'll have a resolution brought to the board.
Okay. Great. I also wanted to comment about the bond editorial that you had in the paper, and I thought that was a really nice article that did a good job explaining everything that happened. So
it was a team effort.
Well, good. We appreciate that. Any questions for Mr. Johnson? Nope. Okay. I've got a couple things to go over. As always, I'd like to mention the building reports that come out each month and remind board members to look for them in board docs. The current month can be found under documents on the left-hand side, and then past months you can find them under the library tab. But just wanted to continue to talk about the fact that every building report is done in the same format, so each building talks about their four district strategies and what they're doing to meet their goals. And I think since one of our board goals is to promote and support professional development, that I always appreciate seeing all of the PD that's going on in the building. So, that's what we want to have happening. So we appreciate that. A couple of other items about our board goals. I wanted to commend Mr. Smith. He's doing an excellent job reaching out to our legislators, as well as some other key people at the state level. So that's a real benefit for our district. I know they're listening to him, and I saw somebody else at the Hall of Fame who had lunch with Dick, and just really appreciated some of the information that you shared with him. So that's good. And then also the fact that Mrs. Powers has told us that she's going to be on the board of the Drug-Free Youth Coalition. So I think that's a wonderful thing, too. We have updated our board website. And then wanted to make you board members aware of some upcoming board training opportunities. There's going to be a board president's workshop on Saturday, January 31st. And that's open for any board member. I mean, you can just learn a lot of good things, get some tips on things that happen in board meetings and in your district. So if anybody's interested in going, I know I'm going to plan to go. It is a Saturday, I think, from 9 to 3 at the Columbus OSBA office. I also noticed a free evening workshop titled Empowering School Governance Teams to Improve Student Achievement. Sounded interesting, but there's several dates in March, but the closest one is in Lancaster, so I'm not sure if anybody would be interested in going to that. And then finally, the Board Leadership Institute. This is a ways off, but if you want to get that on your calendar, it's Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd, and it's typically been held at the Polaris Hilton. And then finally, if anyone is interested in materials from the Capitol Conference that was back in November of 2014, there was a recent email that came out that said most of the handouts from those sessions are available. They've been posted online. And so I sent you all an email yesterday that has that link on it. So if you'd like to get that information, it's available. Let's see. The other thing, I did want to comment another email from OSBA that I thought was really interesting. It said, at a recent Ohio Senate opening session, Senate President Keith Faber asked members to consider what schools are being asked to spend their dollars on and how much of their budgets go to fulfill state mandates. He also asked them to think about the diversity of school districts across the state when they propose sweeping education measures. Why do we hold everybody to the same structure, quote unquote? Which made me think about the fact that there's such this push on instructional differentiation, and that maybe if we have some legislative differentiation, it could have a real positive impact on districts across the state. So I just thought his comments made it sound like there might be a much more collaborative sense in the Senate, and maybe a better understanding of some of the challenges that school districts face. So just wanted to bring that up. And that's all I have. Now we have the Ohio High Point Report. Mr. Decco.
Good evening. Thanks.
Good evening.
In terms of superintendent's update, Dr. Price talked about the ongoing activities of the Coalition of Educational Manufacturing Entities, and they are pursuing additional grant money to add additional mobile labs. We talked about. We attended a number of public relations and other activities. Noteworthy was the Columbus 2020 Regional Economic Development Meeting that we attended in Columbus, and he's been hosting executives from different manufacturing companies. December, he hosted folks from Dell Tech Manufacturing and to look at current programs in manufacturing. As you know, that's a common theme for private sector, especially those that are in the manufacturing. There's a concern about the future of the talent pipeline. I work in that space at Honda, and so we're really excited about the STEM program in Maryville, and there seems to be this awareness in the private and public sector that we have to work closer together mm-hmm. to make sure we have the workforce ready. So that's good to hear. Nothing unusual from the treasurer. There's no executive session. In terms of the director update, on the main campus, Shelley talked about a couple of things that occurred in December. There's an annual stakeholders meeting that was held. She also met with the principals from the partner districts. Also, Champaign County Manufacturers came in and spoke to them about the needs of the community for skilled workers. And also, they're working on kind of expanding up their articulation agreements for college credits in the Allied Health and Nursing Program and Diesel Technology curriculum. And the satellite director, Debbie, talked about her ongoing discussion in the Kitten area with a joint expansion. So they're looking at the facilities and technology and equipment that's necessary. And she's also working in Champaign County, some of the key stakeholders as it relates to careers in manufacturing as well. Specifically, the marriage of a career-based intervention, I guess there was a design competition to create a marriage real theme ornaments. I didn't see them perhaps you guys did. We sold in the Monarch Marketplace. Were you able to see those or not? Two top winning designs were voted on, and apparently this was a very good voting opportunity and activity for the students in the program. The Teaching Professions Academy, these folks are very active in their second grade and career internships, and many of them are working with special needs children. And Mrs. Fletcher attended the National Conference in Nashville, and Jackie presented. It was very well received, and my understanding she presented the following day in the initial session. session. So that's good news. We had 2 students of the month. One was Courtney Pippen. Courtney is an animal management technology from Del Fountain High School, and Brad Powers, again, from Construction Creative from Middle School Coach. And then lastly, as you know, there's a superintendent search that's underway. Dr. Price has announced his retirement. The K-12 Consulting provided an update to the board. And in the month of November, December, they held a number of outreach meetings, and they conducted surveys with key stakeholders, principals, administrators, board, and so forth. And so they compiled that information with insights. It's a formal report that they published out on the website. I've included that URL address. You might want to take a peek at that information. It's kind of insightful. I don't know if there's any surprises, but you might glean some information from there. But I think it's good. I talked about the strengths and some of the weaknesses of High Point, and what should be those traits for the incoming or the new superintendent. What should those characteristics be? So it's kind of interesting. Just to kind of recap some of the milestones for that search, the deadline application is January 30th, and then there will be the first round of interviews will be February 16th and 18th. It's my sense that they're probably, you know, narrowed down to 2 or 3 candidates. There will be a second round of interviews late February, and then an extended contract shortly after that. Potential start date would be July 1st, drop dead date for that new superintendent would be August 1st. And thank you for mentioning the all board meeting is the February 14th. It will be my first, I understand, it's a nice time. So.
Thank you very much. All right, legislative report.
Not much to report. The legislature hasn't introduced any rules yet. But I know that they've already started thinking about and talking about the budget. Most legislators are waiting at this point just to see what the governor does. As soon as that comes out, first of February, then things will start to speed up.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Safety and Drug Committee.
Well, I am taking a position on their advisory board.
Okay.
We, in fact, Jonathan, we were there at the last meeting, so we've got a meeting every month now.
Okay, great.
We will be going through and updating. I'm filling out all the paperwork and everything now, and then the Holly and I are going to be working on the side. You know, now that I'm going to be on that advisory, we'll be taking it from there to see where we're going to expand that into the schools. So it's really neat. There's a lot of people on board with me, Jonathan. Go ahead.
I noticed Holly's name was on the volunteer list at the high school. I didn't know if that had any connection with this or not.
Okay. Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
But it's just a lot of people like Honda. Bruce Daniel is putting money in, and I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on, so it's exciting. So she's now bringing it all together and doing everything through a board and advisory board and stuff. So
great.
More to come.
Okay. We'll look for it. Okay, I do not believe there's any public participation.
Or did we leave so?
Okay, we'll double check that, yeah.
No.
Okay. Then we need a motion to approve minutes from our December 18th regular meeting and our January 5th organizational meeting.
So
motion by Mrs. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Pleasant. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, we need a motion to approve the treasure items. I'll make that motion. We have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and second. Roll call.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries. Do we have any discussion? I did that the wrong way. Yeah. Sorry
okay.
about that.
I guess
after the fact, do we have any discussion now that we've approved it?
The one thing I would point out in there just to thank the Community Foundation of Union County for $1,000 donation to the Special Olympics.
And I will actually, that. Since I happen to work at the Community Foundation of Union County, it was actually one of our funds. It's the Catherine Marsh Coleman and James Coleman Memorial Scholarship Fund, and that fund is... the purpose of that fund is to support summer camp experience for youth with disabilities. And every year they have a certain amount of money that they can grant out. They had some excess at the end of the year, and so they looked around for some groups that they thought might be worthy of it, and they chose Marysville Special Olympics. So, okay, how about a motion to approve the superintendent items? Motion by Mr. Smith. Second by Mr. Pleasant. Do you have any discussion?
No, kind of short for my section here this evening, but definitely have the spring coaches included in there, as well as volunteer coaches, approval of the library board, as well as one student teaching field experience
right.
person as well.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yes, I'd like to recognize Anita Tiller for being willing to be a board member of the Marysville Library.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat that we get to approve those board members, but it's like we have some partnerships with the library too. I think
we have
so,
a lot of
yeah.
partnerships with yeah. the library.
All right, how about a roll call?
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant.
Yes.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Ms. Devine.
Yes. Motion carries. And now it's time for comments and questions from board members. Mr. Smith.
Really enjoyed the presentation tonight. That was very nice. And I know that starting school back with all the snow and missed days and everything has been a challenge for all the teachers and all of the buildings. And I am glad I'm not a kindergarten.
Thank you for the presentation. I enjoyed working on those little computers, so I did my best. Did you want to do what you think?
I mean, do I have a computer in front of me or
it was really fun though watching it.
Oh yeah. David,
thank
I don't know what I've done
much.
Without you, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
They
thank
turn
you.
On so fast though too, so that's a nice thing.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was
yeah.
awesome.
Mr. Johnson, any comments?
Nope. Thank you.
Nope. Okay. And I actually just to thank you as well. Loved that presentation. It was so much fun. So I'll see you guys next week. That's it. How about a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mrs. Powers, second by Mr. Pleasant. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Can we get that done?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Sorry. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And the meeting is adjourned at 7:54.